Continuing the discussion of the Issa of Masira and how it applies to modern governments. So Ravosna was asked the following shaila. He said there was someone that was an employee of the tax authorities, and he discovered that another yid was cheating the government. And the shaila was it permitted to report the offender, the person who was cheating the government? Was it also because of Masira to report him? Or does the principle of Dina de Machusa Dina apply, and therefore would it be Mutter to report him? And Ravosna paskened that really tax regulations will fall under Dina de Machusa. That's the starting point. So tax regulations fall under Dina de Machusa. And he quotes the Gemara above Mitzia Daf Pei Gimel of Beis, where there's a case with Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who turned thieves over to the non-Jewish authorities, and his actions were permitted because he was acting upon orders of the government. And then Ravonna quotes the Be'er HaGolah in Chosh Mishpat Simon Shin Peches, where the Be'er HaGolah says that it's now become the accepted minhag that leaders of the killer will make sure that there's no deceit or injustice that's done to non-Jews, and they publicize information concerning those who bought from non-Jews on credit and did not pay the debts. And this was the Ramah that we quoted earlier on, that if a Yid informs against another Yid about and he's informing about someone who's trying to get out of paying a debt to a non-Jew, he's not considered a Moisa. This was our 10th Heta earlier on. It's not Issa of Masira to inform to secular authorities that Yid wants to flee without honouring his debts. However, what's important to mention is that we saw earlier on that although the Ramah says there's no Issa of Masira per se, but reporting the Yid would be a problem, potentially, because effectively it's returning a lost object to a non-Jew. However, Rav Vosna says that this Ramah, who says that it's, although it's Mutter as Masira to report, but it's a problem of returning lost object to a non-Jew, he says this issue of Hashavas Aveda to a Nochri, that's only to an individual non-Jew. But he says when the money is owed to a government, and this Yid is an employee by the government, then since it's an employee, then reporting this information is not considered improper action. And this psak of Rav Vosna is not only for tax, but l'chaira will be to any government agency as well. So despite all this, again, Rav Vosna says that since it's an employee, therefore it's absolutely dina de machusa to report it. It won't be Masira because of the Ramah. And it won't be an issue of Hashavas Aveda to a Nochri either, because this is his job. But Rav Vosna does say, and this is in Shiva Levi, Chelik Beis, and it's Nun Ches there, he says that ideally a person shouldn't take such a job, which is going to require him to inform against other Yidden, even though it's technically Mutter, because it's not Mishnas Chasidim. That is Rav Vosna's approach, again, that the Dina de Machusa will essentially supersede the Issa against Masira in this circumstance over here. Again, just to reiterate again, we're just sharing Marmakomas over here, not necessarily giving Halacha L'maisa, just bringing Shailas and Shuvas through the ages of Mitzshem. Next time we'll see an approach by Rav Moshe regarding Masira with an enlightened government. Thank you.